Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of Catitude is brought to you by Meow Greens. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to meowgreens.com and use promo code Catitude.
Feline friends, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we have one of my guests returning, and she's a favorite. I'm so glad she's here. And we're going to talk about a wonderful book about cats and brothers, a children's book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. She is an esteemed author. She's written many, many, many books, and she's been on Catitude before. Aaliyah, welcome back. I'm so excited to have you back on Catitude.
And I am excited to be here. This is wonderful. It's a redo.
Yes.
I guess it was 2 years ago that I was on your show, and I loved it. And by the way, I just love the theme song. I just absolutely love that.
That's my producer. He's so talented.
It's like, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm going, you know, it's just very catchy and I love it.
He's written every song for all of our shows except for Victoria Schaefer, because Paul Schaefer's her father and he wanted to write hers. But he does such a good job with that. But let's talk about you.
Okay.
We're going to talk about your book in a second, in a little bit. What type of books have you written? Because you've written a lot.
Well, you know, I started out by writing... I've always written humor, and I've written feature stories. That's how I got into it. I was a feature story writer for local newspapers, and I did about 10 articles for the New York Times, but opinions a section, but really very fun and humorous types of things. And they say that you should write what you know best, and I've always had cats, and they are so funny, and they do such really crazy things that I started jotting them down. And, you know, one-liners or whatever, I didn't think it would go very far. And my editor actually said, oh, cats are a fad, you know, this will be gone like next year. You know, he should
they're not a fad. Never.
He should only know. But that's how I started out, by writing things. I used to observe my cats and what they would do and how they would act and how they would be, their personalities, the different types of personalities. One would be a snuggle bunny, and the other one would give you the side eye, and the other one wouldn't even, you know, acknowledge you. But they're just so quirky, and you never know what's going to happen with them. So I started jotting things down, and I've written, I'd say, 13 cat books for adults. And I also write Bible books, and I write devotionals and humor books and picture books for children. But I've never written a children's book about cats, which is like so ridiculous. So the last book I did was Heavenly Headbutts, and it was about cats in heaven. And this book, I wanted it to be light and sweet and fun and be something that children would really appreciate. So I decided.
So this is your first children's book about cats.
Yes, my very first. After 13 books about cats, this is my first cat kids book.
Wow, kids book. And tell us about your cats.
My cats, which one is sitting here and she won't get out of my way.
That's typical.
This is Colleen Fiona Shannon Nolan. Now, she's got all these names because I couldn't make up my mind which one. So I named her all of them. And she's a shelter cat. And she's very quiet and demure. And the only time that she ever gets rambunctious is around 1 o'clock at night when she gets the midnight crazies. Last night, I was like, I'm going to have to put this cat outside my room. But I'm used to it. I take naps in the afternoon because all night long throughout the night, she's jumping on my head. She's, telling me to look at the ghost that she's chasing.
They do that, right? Except I'm fortunate because when the cats usually jump and meow, it's my husband's side. So he gets all the attention. They leave me alone. So yeah, so it's, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because he gives him more treats. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And then what about your other cats?
Now, my other cat is hysterical. He is Bubba. His name is Nolan Nolan. Now, the reason he has the double name is because when I went to the shelter, I wanted a black cat because black cats don't get adopted very often. And I always have a black cat. But I didn't want a baby. I didn't want a kitten because I'm in the middle of writing a book and, you have to keep tabs on them and see that they're not killing themselves. So I'm on my way out because I didn't see any. And I just happened to look over and there was this little ball of black fluff. Couldn't have been more than 6 months old. And I'm like, no, walk away, Alita, walk away. But meanwhile, what's the cat's name?
Oh, my gosh. That's a sign.
So my husband says they must have seen you coming and switched the name and put Nolan on there. So, of course, I had to get him. And I called my husband to come and see the cat. And he said, well, you're going to get it anyway. So just bring the cat home. I said it might be a relative, Nolan. So he's Nolan Nolan. Colleen is about 8 pounds. Nolan Nolan's about 21 pounds. He is a Bubba and he is very smart cat. He stands up on his hind legs, puts his two paws on the cabinet door and walks backwards so that he opens the cabinet because that's where the food is. So I had to get a child lock. Because one day I came home and all the cabinets were open and I thought we got robbed. It was him. He was looking for the food. But he's a sweetheart. He's more active than she is. She's naps all day long. He's, looking into things and swatting things off the counter and, getting into trouble. But I love them.
Has Nolan ever swiped anything open, like if you had a bag of kibble or chips or something on the counter that he just sliced open?
Well, what he does is he learned how to open the cabinets. And then, I said, well, he can't get at the food because it's not open. But we do have some open food and we put it in a Tupperware container. Well, wouldn't you know, he learned to open the Tupperware get at the wet food. The pet sitter said, I came in and I didn't believe. What he also does is, a lot of cats want to give you gifts. Oh, yeah. If they're outdoor cats, they want to give you, a snake or a gopher. Well, since they're indoor cats, he picks up clothes. So if I leave, like my bra around or I leave, a pair of my jeans, he puts them in his mouth and he walks down the steps with them meowing. I don't know what that is. It's like crazy, but I can't leave any. Yeah, he's something. I tell you, he's got a personality plus. But it's fun, because you never know.
And you have such a sparkling personality, so I think it's a good match.
Oh yeah, so many times I get annoyed with him because you don't need a watch, you don't need a clock, you don't need your phone. He can tell you what time it is because the crack of 3 o'clock, he has to eat and he will sit at the bottom of the stairs going meow, until. And people say, well, you shouldn't give in to him. You should let him meow. But it drives me crazy. So I feed him. He has to have his food. And I have to close the door to where he eats his food, because he will then finish his food and run upstairs to get her food. You know, he's like a crazy cat when it comes to food, but very loving. You know, he's a loving animal. He's got a lot of personality.
Personality's always good. Okay, so let's talk about, you've written for books for children, for adults, for tweens. Is there any particular age group that you have a preference for?
Well, you know, I do like to do my adult humor because there are so many people who are into cats now. And so they understand what I'm talking about, because initially people used to look at me like, oh, you're going to make earrings out of your cat hair. Oh, you've got cat hair all over you. You know, they didn't understand about what goes along with owning cats, you know? Now people are like, they understand, you know,
now they get it.
Yeah, they get it. Exactly. You're right. They get it. You know, if you come to, you can get all dressed up and the cat will jump on you and you get hair all over, you know, you cannot get rid of every single bit of hair that you have on you, you know? So
I think when you're a pet parent, you dress for your pets, for your fur babes, if you can. Like more dark clothes than light. And I thought I was the only one until I found out, no, it's a thing. Like some people, if they have a white cat, will wear a lot of white clothing or light colored clothing.
And, you know, as far as keeping a house that is picture perfect, forget about it. You know, I bought a new couch that has like a chaise. So I thought if my husband, you know, wants to nap or something while he's watching TV, you know, he can stretch his legs out. Well, who is now using that? But we adopted just recently a dog from one of the rescues. She was a puppy mill dog, poor thing. And but guess what we named her?
What, Nolan?
No, we named her Miss Kitty.
Oh, Miss Kitty, that's better. That's much more creative than my. Miss Kitty. That's funny.
Well, what we did was, you know, my husband is used to calling the cats, here, kitty, kitty, and all of that. And so he did that with the dog he started. So we said, that's great. We'll call her Miss Kitty. This way, everybody's kitty, and we don't have to think about it.
That makes it easy. Yeah, you know, it's kind of said that when you have cats, what is the saying? It's their house. You're just a welcome guest or something. Right. How does that go?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, they own the house and you're just there to be the servant, for the food and cleaning up the kitty litter and, you know, fluffing the pillows. And when I go away, I have a list of like 4 pages of the pet for what the pet sitter should do. And that Colleen gets such and such amount of food on a china dish, the small china dish, and she gets it heated in the microwave for 1 minute. You know, all these instructions, like 4 pages of it.
You're not unique or unusual doing that. That, I say, is kind of the norm versus just putting it in the bowl and that's it. And I've had, my dogs are in doggy heaven now, so I just have a cat crew, but you know, for my dogs, I didn't get that fancy. But for the cats, you kind of do. I don't know why. It's like you need to. I mean, in my cats, none of them are fussy eaters.
I think they demand it because, you know, this is what, and we spoil them, because when I first got Colleen, she would eat anything, right? But then she kind of liked only the fish. So she wouldn't eat the, you know, if I put out meat wet food, she wouldn't eat it. Okay, chicken wet food. So then I started just giving her that. And then she would eat a little bit. But I noticed that if I put it, if it was too cold, she didn't.
I know. If it's too cold, they don't want it. If it's too hot, they don't want it. If they're not in the mood for salmon, but they want, you know, some other kind of fish.
But we give in to them because, you know, I think to myself, oh, my God, she's not eating. You know, she'll waste away, you know, whereas the dogs, you know, they gobble everything. They don't care what it is, you know, so they're not as fussy as cats are. But I think we sort of encourage that or, you know, we let them get away with it because a couple of times I came up with like 6 different kinds of cat food, you know, to see if she would eat one of them. And then the funny part about that is she'll eat it and you'll get all excited. You'll say, oh, isn't it wonderful? We found the cat food that she likes. And you go out and you buy, you know, 4 cases of it, give it to her the next day, and she tries to bury it. Oh, she doesn't like it anymore.
That's cats. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back and we'll talk about your book, Why Can't My Brother Be More Like My Cat? We'll be right back. Hey guys, Michelle Fern here. Is your cat slowing down or having health issues? Do you wonder, what can I do to make him feel better? Well, Meow Greens added to your cat's food for 90 days will show amazing results. Guaranteed. Invented by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, Meow Greens wants to invite you to give your cat the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. I couldn't believe the changes I saw in Dennis. In the first 30 days, you should see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system and improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients you've added to their diet. At day 90, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you just might have reduced their cancer risk. For a free, yes, I said free, jumpstart trial bag for your cat today, go to roughgreens.com and just use the promo code CATITUDE. That's RUFFGreens.com. And use the promo code CATITUDE. You just cover shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a scoop of Meow Greens.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. She is the author of Why Can't My Brother Be More Like My Cat? And this is a children's book, and it's the first children's book you wrote with a cat. So first of all, I have to ask about the type of cat. The illustrations are gorgeous. They're by Lee Wildish, and they're just stunning. They're so adorable. Why a gray cat? Is it a certain type, or is it just a gray cat?
Well, here's the thing. This man is a New York Times bestselling illustrator. And I wasn't sure I would be able to get him because he's always busy. And, you know, he doesn't know me from Adam. I self-published this book. So, you know, for me to just write him a note saying, I want to, you know, would you do this for me? I took a chance, which is what I encourage people to do. Take a risk because, you know, they can always say no. And he was in between books, and he said he would love to do it. And I almost fell off the chair because I was so excited. So I left it to him. What he did is, there are 3 characters in this book, the brother, the cat, and the little girl. Now, I fell in love with the look of the little girl. She's got red hair that is puffy, and she has these big glasses, and his interpretation of these characters is just off the charts cute.
Wait, let me ask you. So you just said, Lee, this is the book. Go for it.
Well, I worked directly with him rather than working through a publisher and an art director and, you know, the marketing department. It was just me and him. And I wrote up what's called an art brief. And that is, you tell the artist what you want to see on every page. Now, you don't tell them down to the last, you know, eyeglass or the color of the cat. So I left it to him, and he showed me the 3 characters that were going to be in the book ahead of time, rather than, you know, finish all the drawings and I say, well, I hate the way that looks. And I loved the cat. I didn't tell him what, you know, unless you have a really, really big preference, like if I wanted a black cat or I wanted a, you know, some kind of tabby or whatever. I think also because the girl has this shocking red hair that maybe he stayed away from, you know, a ginger cat or a black cat because it would be too much of a contrast. The gray just works out, you know, the cat personality comes through this cat. And I left it to him because, you know, I've seen his work and I knew he would do a great job. So I left it to him.
I think the cat's adorable. I think all of the characters are adorable. Why did you introduce a cat between a brother and a sister?
Exactly. Yep. Now, sibling rivalry has been around since Cain and Abel, okay? And every time I go into a store and you see the brothers, you know, got a face, and the little sister is, you know, trying to get, or crying or whatever. And I thought, you know, I actually went back to my original books that I do for adults. And I saw that I had 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man, another 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man. Why is a cat still better than a man? So I thought, there's a theme going on here. And if I can adapt that to a children's book, I think I might have found my theme. So instead of having the brother and the sister be exclusively in this rivalry, I said, I think that I want to put a cat in there and put a cat in the mix, and not have it brother against sister, but comparing the cat against the brother. And that seemed to really work out well. So that's what I did.
I think it's great.
I didn't have a brother, so I couldn't really take from my childhood, but I did have a sister who was very a little nutsy, in that once you put a, a lobster in my bed. She put a lobster in my bed once, and I went into the bed. She did like things like what the brother is doing in the book. So I culled that information from my childhood. And my sister also, she used to be a nutcase as far as fresh air. And in the middle of like a night like tonight, when it's like, you know, -8 degrees, she would have all the windows open and tell me, oh, it's good for your health. You know, we should have the windows open. And I would be freezing. And another thing she did, she was teaching me how to dance, and she was twirling me around, and the floor that we were dancing on was like linoleum. So she twirled me around and let me go. I was flying across the room.
Gosh.
So those are things that I can imagine are on par with what the sister and the brother would go through.
I have two brothers, and I think perfectly correct.
And then, you know, I wanted kids also to take away, you know, kids are always looking towards the, you know, their animals, my dog, my cat, and cats are wonderful, and they're just the best. But when things push comes to shove, and you need someone to help you with a bully or help you with math, your brother's there to help you. Most of them will be very happy to come to your aid. There's a saying that I think Kenny Rogers said, friends come and go, but family is forever.
For better or worse, family is forever.
For better or for worse. And, you know, even in the Bible, there's a, I looked it up, there's a phrase, I remember there's a scripture that says, a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for adversity. And that's like, this is what this book is all about, you know, about how the brother comes to the, we're not going to tell how, but the brother comes to the sister's aid.
Which is nice. It's a nice thing to finish up.
Yeah.
Do all your children's books rhyme?
No, and here's the thing. Rhyming is very difficult. Everybody thinks that they can do rhyme, but there's a certain beat to it, and there's a certain iambic pentameter. There's all these AA, BB, and this, that, and the other. And if you're looking to publish with a traditional publisher, they are very strict about it. But rhyme sticks in a child's mind better than regular text. I have a friend who had a granddaughter who memorized one of my books because it's sing-song. And she, even though she couldn't read, she memorized it.
That makes total sense. I mean, one of the most well-known book authors, Dr. Sue.
It's difficult, but rhyming, if you do it well, kids can remember it, and they can sort of, you know, go along with it, or keep a couple of keep a couple of sentences in their head. I like to, for this age, the book is really for everybody, all ages, but the book is targeted towards from 3 to 7, and that age, they really do like rhyme. But I'll tell you one thing. I once did a conference with kids, and I asked them, what do you like better in a book, the words or the pictures? And of course, you know what they said, not the words, right. The pictures. So, you know, so kids really, you know, they're visual at that age.
Very visual. So do you hope that by, you know, us as pet parents, because most of my audience are not, probably not children, but I do have some children listeners out there and tweens. And do you hope that by introducing books and talking to them about books, it will help them to, you know, become readers in their adult?
Oh, I hope so.
Reading is, we could talk for hours about why reading is important. We both shared a little before the show about how much we love reading. I've been an avid reader my entire life, probably why I'm nearsighted, but I cannot imagine not being able to read. And I know it's unfortunate because some people unfortunately have challenges with it, but I think reading is the best thing ever. Do you think us as cat parents, because mostly of us are a little older, by starting children with, you know, getting them engaged at a young age, that will influence them as adults to be, you know, come readers?
Well, I hope so. And I think so. I did another conference about why picture books are so important, because it's not just the language and you know, teaching them new words, but they're also getting a look at different, you know, cultures. They're getting something that they wouldn't normally see at their preschool or whatever. It takes them into different lands and different types of things. And, you know, there's an exercise that I do sometimes with children, and I don't put the words in, and I let them look at the pictures, and then they use their imagination to make up the story. And this is so important for their,
probably for learning,
just for their whole being, that they're able to use their imagination, you know, to, you know, what do you see in this book? Is that little girl, what is she doing? And, you know, it opens them up to not be afraid to see or say what they see. That's number one. It gives them language opportunities to learn new languages, new cultures, new ways of doing things, and it broadens them, you know, because when a kid goes into preschool, they've never, you know, they probably have never seen other kids that don't look, that aren't a mirror image of them. So it's good to get them, so it's not a shock. It's like, what is, you know, I've never seen a person with a, you know, like a headband on or something like that. So these types of picture books expand the child's imagination and their world, really. And let me tell you, I couldn't live without a book. My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, used to take books in her purse. And anytime she was like online or, you know, online at a grocery store, she just would whip out the book and, you know, books are your carpet to other worlds. I mean, I can't stress enough that children should be introduced. And you should try that with the kids. What do you see on this page? What do you think that, you know, the girl is doing, and why is she doing that, and blah, blah, blah. You know, get them involved, you know, in the book. It's not just reading to them. It's getting them involved in the book. That's engaged is the word, yes, I'm looking for. So that they will, you know, they'll want to read another book about, you know, about cats or, you know, introduce them to, show them a book, an encyclopedia of all the different kinds of cats. It's not just, you know, your rescue cat. Look at this cat, is a sphinx. He doesn't have any hair.
Aaliyah, I'm thinking of your next book. Cats, different cats. Yeah, like sphinx, no hair. This one has little ears. Right. A lot of people aren't aware that cats don't just look like, you know, the standard cat. Or as well, a lot of people, but kids really don't.
Right. I did an article for a kids magazine that talked about, introduced them to all the different kinds of cats, and also show cats, you know, the Persian cats and the Sphinx cats and the, you know, I find it fascinating that sometimes there are new cats or cats that I'd never I don't know about. And it's fascinating when you go to these cat shows and walk up and down the aisle and you see all the, and they're so patient. The cats are being groomed and they're just sitting there like, okay, do your bit and make me look gorgeous.
Yes, little princesses.
It's amazing. It's amazing. They're for me, they're wonderful creatures. Now, we just got this dog and I never had a dog. And I'm learning that, well, this dog is exceptional because she doesn't bark and she's not in your face.
That's rare.
Well, because she was in this puppy mill, you know, and I don't think she was ever in a house. So she had to get used to, you know, walking up and down the steps and she, you know, so, but I must say I'm understanding now why people are so nuts about dogs too.
Even though we're all about cats on Catitude, a lot of people have dogs and cats. And I know that our listening audience knows Dennis was my first cat, which is good because he's part Maine Coon and they're the dog of cats.
Oh gosh, I love them.
Yes, for me, the reason it was good is because I grew up with dogs and it was always about dogs. So I had to learn. However, getting Molly and Charlotte taught me about cats. And as we talked about earlier, you're so right. They all have their own quirky, you know, habits and reactions and personalities. It's just, they're just amazing creatures, which is why we love them. Where can people find your book?
Well, this new book and most of my books are on Amazon, but this latest book, Why Can't My Brother Be More Like My Cat, you can get it anywhere. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's at Thrifty Books or whatever. It's anywhere. If you go online and you can pick your favorite bookstore, and if they don't have it, they can get it because I have extended distribution this time. So anybody can get it.
Also, where can people find out more about you? I know you have a great website.
Well, I have a website. It's very simple. It's www.AaliahWrites, A-L-L-I-A, and the word writes.
.com, correct? AaliahWrites.com?
Yeah, .com. Yeah, yeah. And it has mostly all of my books. I try to keep it up to date. This book won a Zibby Award, won an award already. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. What kind of award?
It's called, there's a publisher called Zibby Owens, and she's very big in publishing, but she had a terrible thing happen. She lives in New York and she lives in California, and she was going to have an award. We were going to go there and it was going to be a whole big thing, but her house almost caught on fire because she was in LA. Her house was in LA. So obviously she had to, you know, cancel, but we just got our little certificate. So, you know, that and 50 cents gets you on the subway, but it's nice.
Well, it's still an honor, you know.
It was, especially this book isn't out very long, but I think, you know, it's a fun
it's very
book.
Fun.
My last book was about cats in heaven, and by right, it was a little sad. So this book is all such fun. And every time I look at it, I just love the little girl and the cat and the brother. It's just, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
It's a wonderful book.
One last thing. This summer, I have a book called Finding Harmony, The Kitten Who Taught Friends Kindness. And that will be coming
out. Okay. And maybe you can come back on Catitude.
Oh, that would be nice.
I would love to have you. Aaliyah, thank you so much for coming on Catitude and telling us all about your cats and about your book, Why Can't My Brother Be More Like My Cat?
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
You're so welcome. I hope you all enjoyed this show. I love having Aaliyah on. She's so sparkling. That's the word for her. She has such an effervescent personality and it comes across in her books. Please check out AaliahWrites.com. There will also be the link on the page at PetLifeRadio.com. Go to Catitude, go to this show, and there'll be a link to her site. I want to thank my cat crew that let me read them the book because I don't have any little ones at my house. So I read it to my cats. Why Can't My Brother Be More Like My Cat by Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. So thank you, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis. And of course, thank you to everyone listening to Catitude. I appreciate your listenership so much. Thank you so much. I'd also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. This show would not be the same without him working his magic. Thank you, Mark, for all you do. And thank you for the music that you write for, well, My Catitude song is amazing, but thank you for all the ones you do. And thank you again, Catitude listeners. And hey, remember, lose the attitude and have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.